everyone, and welcome to my show, Your Inner Thoughts. I'm your host, Michael Goger. I'll be here for the next hour doing psychic readings. I am a psychic medium. I'm available in private. If you'd like to contact me in private, it's goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. The number here for the show to call in for a toll-free number, toll-free reading is available tonight only in the U.S. Canada won't be able to get through toll-free. It'll only be toll-free for the U.S. And that number is 877-876-5227. And if you'd like, you can call direct 530-876-3222. And I'll also be here tomorrow night, same time, midnight Eastern Standard Time, and again on Sunday. So, okay, I believe we have a caller, so you can put the caller through, and I'll jump right into the readings.
Good evening. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How you doing?
Hi. It's a little after midnight where I'm calling from in Florida, Michael. My name is Diana.
How you doing, Diana? I'm glad you called the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to have gotten through to you finally.
Are you a regular listener?
For a brief period of time, not too terribly long, I guess since the first of this year. But, yes,
okay.
I enjoy this DBS radio very much.
Great. Maybe we can keep you listening then, enjoying the show.
Indeed. I've read and heard so much positive things about you and wish to have a personal experience with you, if I may.
Thank you. You can email me. It's goingwithin_2@yahoo.com.
Right.
And it's on all my pages, so I'm easy to get to.
Okay.
And I'd like to jump right into your reading. I am, right off the bat, I'm getting a lot of activity, and I am being pulled to finances and the work world with this. I feel like things are going to, if they're not busy now, they're going to be getting busy real soon, picking up or increasing. And I believe, well, you know, it's almost like I'm getting things I have been working on in the past, almost like a retroaction type activity coming to you work-wise or financially, things that you might have been initiated in the past or working on in the past, hoping that would go through for you.
Okay.
Okay, it's like a project or some type of activity where I was hoping it would either bring me more work or increase my finances in some way. I'm being pulled a little towards possibly almost like either in, if you're looking for a job, either a new job or starting a business or dabbling in some type of business venture or increasing your income in some way.
Yeah.
And it's going to be, it'll be active, especially around the end of June, middle of June, end of June. Okay, you're going to see more activity with this if this is what you want.
What?
This is what you wanted to hear. This is what I'm hearing.
Are you seeing a specific field in particular, Michael?
What was that?
Are you seeing a specific field?
Okay.
I am in transition at this time.
Well, let me get out what I'm hearing, and then it'll maybe even come out with the imagery.
Okay.
And then we'll look at that later. There is a little bit of a heads up here you need to know not to overdo, because you might get too caught up in something where you might want to overwork type feeling with this. You don't want to, you don't let any business or financial affairs or activities burn you out. Be cautious of that, okay?
Okay.
And I do feel that by the end of June, I feel like I'm making my mind up to do something a certain way. Almost like I have a decision I'm dealing with, or two options, two offers, or two roads that I can go down. And I'm going to, between now and the end of June, middle of June, make up my mind which way I'm going to go. and I feel as though I'm choosing wisely, and it will be it will be successful, and it will cause something to take off and get better. All right, now, and I'm still leaning towards business with this. I know it's working financial, but a little more towards almost like a business, something on the side, or actually a business in itself. And I'm also feeling that there may be some travel connected to this too. I don't know if travel is the field or connected to the field. It's a possibility, or you yourself will be traveling maybe because of work or business. So that's a possibility by the end of June. You know, I almost feel like I may need to relocate and move because of the direction I head in or the field that I'm in. I don't know if this makes sense or helps at all or connects.
To any idea where? Are you feeling any pull?
I'm feeling like it's going to gyrate around either my business or work or finances to move. In other words, you might have two options, and one of them may include relocating or moving. So that's
Do you have any pull at a move to where geographically?
You know, it's almost like I'm getting a raise or a promotion. I don't know. Maybe a promotion sets it off. Possibly, or a better offer. It might be, and if you're into something now, it may be a promotion or a better offer that may be.
I am not working at this time, and I have no idea where I'm going. Quite frankly.
Okay. Are you married?
No.
Okay, because I could pick up on like a husband type of situation too with work. How long you been unemployed or not working?
I've been out of the workforce for several years.
Interesting. Are you looking now?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. That's good. That was the first thing I heard. If when I first started with you, I heard that if you're looking, you're going to find, and then it jumped into this business thing. I am hearing a... I believe it's going to happen between... now in the middle of June, the end of June, and I believe that it's been initiated already. I don't know if you've been applying or you have interviews or exams coming up. That may be another clue in which direction you're headed in.
Do you have any direction towards a specific field? Do you see me physically, actively doing something specific?
You know, I keep, throughout the whole reading, I felt like I was traveling. I don't know if you're into traveling or you are connected to it in any way.
No.
Or the field, or you have any skills pertaining to this.
No.
Or sales. I feel like I'm moving around. And no. I just, what I am feeling is that it's been initiated already.
Okay, and you're seeing it manifest?
And it playing out, I would say, probably within 2 more weeks, possibly.
Wow.
Something coming through, being contacted. I feel like I'm getting, I feel like I'm being contacted and I'm being delivered news and it's connected to it.
And this is something that I will be passionate about and be fulfilled, and it will be lucrative as well?
yeah, it's definitely successful. It's definitely going to be an increase, and it's going to be very helpful to you. And what I am getting on it, it may require moving. I don't know if you're in a situation where you can move or you'd be willing to, but I don't know why I want to say that, but I've been hearing it throughout the reading.
When you say move, Michael, do you mean move within the area that I'm in or move somewhere other in the somewhere else in the country?
That's a good question. That's a good question. I would say somewhere within the country, out of state or across borders. And I would also say it may be by water.
That I will move to someplace by water?
I believe it would include water, somewhere by the water,
yes,
or in the direction of water.
That would have to be. I live on the central west coast of Florida,
okay,
currently,
mm,
and have for 33 years.
Okay. I do feel that it would be in the area of the water, possibly the ocean.
Other coast, perhaps?
I would go in that direction if you're looking in any of those areas. And
I'm not looking. I just know someone over there.
Oh, okay.
But it's nothing. It's just a friend I have on the other coast, that's all.
Okay.
And I
feel that you may be contacted probably within, I would say, 2 weeks, but I would be willing to wait until the middle of June, end of June, for anything, any of this to come through. So, but I do feel like I'm being contacted, so it's something that you might have initiated already. And it's coming back to you.
Okay.
Okay.
Anything
else? I wish I could have helped you more, but I gave you some heads up there and some things to look for.
Certainly, Michael. I thank you so much for sharing your gift with me, and I thank you.
Okay, no problem. I have some numbers you can take, too. It's a 7 and a 1 and a 3.
Okay.
Okay.
That used to be an old address of mine.
Interesting. Maybe you're going back that area.
Oh, my goodness. I certainly hope not.
The numbers have been everything. People put them in numerology or put a dollar on it or connect it to the reading somehow. So.
Well, they come up to an 11, which is a good master number. So.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting number, your old address.
Yeah.
Maybe something there. Okay. Thank
you so much for the gift of your time. Thank you.
Tell your friends about us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night, Michael.
Good night. Okay, if there's another caller, I'll go right to the caller. I can get more readings done that way. You can put them through, Don, if there's another caller. If not, I'll give the number out. The number's only working in the U.S. tonight. It's 877-876-5227. It should be U.S. and Canada, but for some reason Canada's not going through and they're working on that. And if you're in Canada or international, you can dial direct if you'd like. It's 530-876-3222.
Okay, we do have another caller.
Okay, Don.
I'll put him on. Take me about 5 seconds.
Thank you, Don. If you'd like to contact me in private, it's goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And BBS would appreciate comments or advice or ideas or validations at contact@bloginservice.com. Hello, Paula.
Hello, Michael.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good.
Good. What's your first name?
It's Barb.
Hi, Barb. Where are you calling from?
From Indiana.
Oh, nice. Thank you for calling the show.
Yeah.
Let's see what we got for you.
Okay.
Well, as soon as I connected to you, I felt really good. I feel like, one thing for sure, I feel like I need things to start getting better, and they are getting better, and they're going to get better, and I feel like I'm being uplifted also mentally, emotionally, and spiritually with you. Now, I also feel there's, you know, I'm getting some new baby imagery. You may bump into somebody expecting or announcing that they're trying. There may be some interaction there with some new baby stuff coming around you. So,
okay,
you might run into that between now and the June. Are you trying or expecting or?
No.
No. Okay. It could be a friend or a relative. I feel like it's close, so it's maybe a good friend or a family member, maybe.
Okay, that could be.
You just might hear about it or cause to celebrate it. Okay. And I'm feeling to tell you that rely on your friends. I feel like there's going to be a lot of happy times with friends coming up between now and the end of June for you. Comfort coming from friends and love and comfort. I just feel like there's healings and enjoyment and I feel like I'm being comforted from friends for some reason. So I want to be alert to them.
Okay.
Between now and the end of June. And I'm also feeling if there has been any health issues, is anybody ill around you? Because I do feel that there'll be some improvements there. If anybody has been,
with several people.
Okay. I do feel that you possibly exposed to it, and there should be some relief or improvements coming there, especially the ones that are closest to your heart or on your mind.
Okay.
I'll pick up on. So that's a good way of knowing what direction I'm going in.
Okay.
You know, getting a male around you, a male with work. Are you in a relationship and the hubby is, and then going on with the work world with a, and a relationship type of situation going on? Is he, health issues again. There must be a health issue that's on your mind and heart or close to you.
Yeah, there is.
There is?
Mm-hmm.
Did you say there is or is?
There is.
There is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I feel as though it's been a heavy issue on my heart and mind, I'm hearing. That this health issue has been on my heart and mind. And that it might have been around for a while or ongoing.
Yeah, it has been. It's someone in the family, yes. Yeah.
Okay, and I feel, and it's taken its toll, and it's you know, I almost want to say that. There's a need to, like, with this health issue, there's a need for the people, the caregivers, to evaluate things a little closer for some reason. Almost like something can be made better if it was readjusted or reevaluated. Just keep that on mind if you're involved in the caregiving or if it's close to you.
Okay.
That if the situation was, if people would just step back a little and reevaluate what's going on and how it's being approached or dealt with, that a better idea or an easier idea or a more workable idea would be given to everybody that's involved.
Okay, that I understand that. That makes sense.
Okay. And I'm also feeling like there might have been some, maybe some family issues or the people that are involved in this. There might have been some bickering or some people opposing each other.
Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Okay, and I feel like that's going to also be made better by rational thinking.
Okay.
The more dominant ones, the more intelligent ones are going to step forward and sort of make it better using intellect. They're going to isolate situations and make it better, and then by the time they're done, everybody involved will be getting along better and working hand in hand.
That's good.
So you have an improvement coming there also. And that would be the key to isolate things and sort them out, and then before you know it, they're all solved. In this situation, it would be most beneficial. They want you to know there is a cycle. There is a cycle. There is an energy trend coming in here, and it's going to be uplifting. And with it will come harmony and happiness to you and everybody that's involved. And with that, it's going to bring the people that are around you are also going to experience the harmony and the happiness. It's going to like radiate throughout the home and throughout the relationships. So
okay.
You do have that to look forward to. Things are going to get a little easier and lighter and happier for you.
Sure,
and it plays out throughout between now and the end of June.
Okay.
It just flows right on through for you with things improving, especially within the emotions, the mind, stress, health, thoughts are all uplifted.
Okay. Is there anything at all on finances or at the job situation?
Could you speak just a little bit louder?
Is there anything on finances or a job situation that you feel?
Okay. Are you married?
Or
are you in a relationship where you're
in a relationship, yes.
You're in a relationship?
Mm-hmm.
You're in one?
Yes.
Okay. And is that person also wondering about job issues? Or is it just you?
Well, he's wondering because of me, yeah.
Okay, because if you remember earlier in the reading, I was pulled to a man in work issues.
Mm-hmm.
And that was being given to me, and I do feel that that also should be straightened out by the end of June. I do feel that what is needed in the work world will be given. You'll be able to connect and create and receive what it is you need. I do feel that if you're looking, you're going to find, and if you need more, it probably will be given by an increase in activity or connections, an increase in business. I feel like just put it this way: if you are looking for a job by the end of June, you guys will be working.
Okay.
I do feel that. There's especially towards the middle of June, going into the end of June, I'm getting activity in the work world increasing. So, if you're looking, I say you're gonna find it.
Okay, that would be great.
Okay.
Yeah.
I got some numbers. Take a 19 and 7 and 6.
Okay.
All righty.
All right. Thank you so much, Michael.
Thank you. Thank you for calling the show. Tell your friends about us.
Okay. We enjoy listening to you. Thank you.
Anytime. I'll be here a long time.
Okay, good.
All righty. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, if you'd like to call in for a reading in the U.S. tonight, it's 877-876-5227. And in Canada and anywhere else in the world, that you can dial direct 530-876-3222. If you'd like to send some comments to the folks here at BBS Radio, they're fantastic people. I love being here. I look forward to every show that I do.
We have another caller.
Okay, Don.
Well, stick him on.
Put him through. I was just bragging about you.
Hey, we love you.
You're doing it. I love it. I look forward to every show.
We look forward to every show you're on with us. I got to tell you, we're growing by leaps and bounds, and we're just really excited to be a service.
I can feel it. The energy is fantastic, and I still get nervous every time I do a show, and I love doing it.
That's always great when you can get nervous, every time.
That's what
you
I mean.
Love that.
That's why I'm saying it, because
yes.
It's very symbolic of love.
Absolutely correct.
Yep.
Okay, I'll put your caller.
Thank you, Don. Hi, caller.
Sunshine. Sunshine.
Hi, caller.
Hello?
Can you hear me, caller?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah. Maybe you can speak up just a little louder. Are you on a cordless or a cell phone?
Cordless, sunshine.
Okay, you don't have one that goes into the wall. Well, this is okay for now, but I just wanted to bring it out so the folks listening could hear it. If you do call, try to call on a phone that goes right into the wall, because the cell phones and the cordless may act up. And walk away from your computer. That may help you, too.
Okay. Can you hear me now?
You're very low. Did you switch phones?
I don't have a phone to switch to.
Oh, okay. All right, then we can do it this way. I can hear you enough to enjoy the reading.
Okie doke.
What's your first name?
Sunshine.
Sunshine. I like that. Don't say you're calling from Florida.
No.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
That would be wild.
Sunshine, calling from the Sunshine State. Where are you calling from?
Coxsackie, New York.
You're kidding me. Come on. No, you're not.
Yes, I am.
My hometown. Oh, my God.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
What do you think about F2?
Oh, Kim, I'm cold. You want a reading, or you just here to hug me?
Oh, I needed a hug.
Oh, you want a reading?
It took me a half an hour to get through.
Oh, my God, I'm so
glad. Half an hour hitting redial with my arthritic fingers.
Oh, my God. I want to give you a big hug. You want a reading?
All right, go ahead.
Let's see what we got for you.
Okay.
All right. Sunshine is from my hometown and a good friend, and I think this is the first time it's happened on the show, so it was a treat for me. Oh, Kim, it looks good financially.
Does it?
Yeah, you got money around you. I always felt money around you.
I am loaded.
Well, yeah. But I am getting some money imagery around here, so...
That's good.
What
about work?
You know,
improvement in that area.
I'm getting stressed at work with you. So,
oh, yeah.
And I'm feeling drained, so I want to guard against that. All right? You got to guard against it. I do feel a drain, and I feel like it's coming from the people around me, and it's definitely connected to work. So, now, also, the financial part here, you know, it's almost like I got to lend money to family, so stay on your toes with that. You might be buying some gifts or getting something for the family or spending a little money on the family, so that you might find that coming up, too. Now, you know what else I'm feeling, too? I'm hearing decisions being made also, Kim.
Really?
Yeah. I feel like it comes from an authority position, almost like, it could be an insurance company, it could be, I almost want to say it's in money and business also.
Hmm.
You know, it's funny, too, I'm getting raises, I'm hearing an increase in finances, and I am going to the end of June with this, so... And,
I'll be looking forward to that.
Yeah, it's jumping right out at me. And, you know, it had to remind me of what I was reading. I'm actually validating what I'm being shown here, an increase in finances, and it's definitely pulled towards the end of June. So that is being shown to me. Now, you got to protect yourself against what we talked about before, the stress at work. Because that's being shown also again.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay confident and you'll be okay, because you're strong. You got that energy. Nothing is going to weigh you down. You might feel like it at times, but it's not going to happen. Actually, you got a rejuvenation coming too.
Do I? How soon?
Something is going to be very uplifting to you between now and the end of June. I feel like it. It inspires me. I'm feeling better emotionally and mentally. I got more energy, and I do feel uplifted and rejuvenated. Now, I am getting stress from family. I don't know why. This is like the second time I've been pulled there, so it may be in-laws or cousins or nephews or somewhere in the family. Might be a little bit of aggravation, so be on guard of that.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
All right.
And let me see. And a fresh start somewhere in your realm. I don't know if it's with family or with you or a friend, but somebody starting over again or starting out fresh, and you might be involved in it or supporting in it. So, and anything legally or judicially or higher power, authority type thing should go well also, and you can put that in any direction you want to put it in. That's about it. That's about all I'm getting on you.
Good.
I can give you some numbers. Put a dollar on it.
Okay.
I got a 20, a 6, and a 9.
20, 6, and 9.
Yeah.
All right.
How's that?
All right, wonderful.
You made my night.
All right, have a good night there, Bubby.
This is going to go down in the archives. As
okay.
The first time. Somebody from my hometown.
All right, good
night. All right, you have a good night. Take care.
Bye-bye.
Don, if there's another caller, I'll jump right into that, or I can give the number out while I'm waiting. If you'd like to call in the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. Usually it's the U.S. and Canada, but they're having problems with the Canada part of it, so they're working on that, and that'll be up and running soon. Or you can call direct internationally. It's 530-876-5227. 3222. And if you'd like to contact me in private, it's goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. And I would appreciate comments or validations to the radio station. If you take a moment, sit down, and let us know what you're thinking. Give us an idea how many people are listening and what you think of the show. You can email them to contact@bloginservice.com. And I said it before, I'd like to thank everybody here at BBS. They're a great group of people. All the hosts and the shows are fantastic and enjoyable. I'm just getting to meet a few, and I met a few already, and listening to the shows that they're doing, and they're very interesting. Hi, caller. Caller.
Caller's gone.
They hung up. Okay, I'd like to bring some attention to a show that had a debut yesterday. It was the Star of the Night radio program hosted by Deidre Turney. It's a show that's going to be formatted around helping homeless and disabled children. That's Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. If you'd like, stop in and listen to her show and give her a call and give her a hug and show her how many people are listening and how many people care. She'd appreciate it. It's a good cause and a great show. So that's the Star of the Night every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Okay, and if you'd like to call in for a reading, it's in the U.S. tonight, toll-free.
We have a caller online.
Okay, Don, thank you.
We have a caller online? All right, we'll put him on.
Okay, Don, thank you.
You bet.
Hi, caller.
Hi, Mike.
Hi. How you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing great. What's your first name?
First name's Dennis.
Dennis, where are you calling from, Dennis?
Indiana.
Nice. I love internet radio. It's worldwide.
Yep.
You can get somebody in Indiana or you can get somebody in Germany. It's fantastic. It never stops amazing me.
Or somebody from your own hometown.
Or from my own hometown. That was a thrill. Where do I see her? That was fun. I enjoyed that. you know, with you, Dennis, I'm feeling busy. I feel like I'm head over heels here. Like I'm up and down and all around and running to and fro. I feel like I may have my hands full, and at times I feel like I'm going in the right direction. I know what I'm doing, but then it changes on me, and then if you've been having problems with anything being slow in the work world or financially, I feel that that's going to pick up. There's going to be a lot of activity there. I don't know if you're working or looking. If you're looking, you're going to find. And if you are working, I'm feeling busy, like maybe an increase in workload or overtime or something. But I do feel that money-wise, work-wise, business-wise, I'm going to be very active and increasing in activity.
And, oh, that would be good.
Yeah. That's always good.
Far as feeling busy, I try to stay busy all the time, so I got so much stuff going on.
I feel that with you. I feel like you're got probably five things at one time going on, and then things and changing too, changing, bouncing from this to that. I feel like I'm. Between now and the end of June, I do feel as though I'm going to get lucky somehow. I feel like I'm going to be in the right place at the right time.
That would be great.
Yeah, something that I might have been hoping for or working on or trying to make better, and it's almost like I bump into the answer or the person that can help me. And I feel it and see it as a lucky break or a lucky stroke or this type of a thing. And I'm excited about it.
I could go for a lucky break about now.
Yeah, that's always good to see, too. And I feel you continuing to stay busy. I feel that I'm not having any problems work-wise. I feel like I'm always going to be able to move forward financially and creating. I feel as though I'm hearing good news too. Good news being given to me. This might be connected to the lucky break. It's almost like I'm winning some type of a dispute or a negotiations are tied up somewhere or stalemated, and the stalemate is broken and it moves forward. I don't know if this is connecting for you, but if it is, it's a good thing to see. I just feel, I'm being pulled to business and work. I feel like agreements were needed, and maybe it was locked up or there was some bickering going on. And then I feel agreements being made and everybody in agreement and things moving forward for you. There may even be a legal or judicial connection to this. I don't know if you're waiting for a settlement judicially or...
No, not that I know of.
Or insurance-wise or something like this nature or some business deals to go through. But if you do encounter something like this by the end of June and there's some glitches, I feel like you're going to work your way through it. And I am getting some type of news being delivered to me that makes me excited and happy. It makes me feel good about the way things are going, work-wise and business-wise. It's a relief. I feel relieved, and I feel happy, and I feel like it's what I wanted. So you're definitely on the right track, work or business-wise.
That's good to know.
You know, I feel like you just called for... Yeah, it's kind of scattered in a way, the way I'm getting your imagery. It's going... Did you have any particular issue on your mind when you called?
No, I was just wondering what you saw, how things were going to turn out.
That's what I was just told, so I should have said it first. Why didn't I? I feel like you just called just for the heck of it, just to see what came out.
Well, I got several things going on. I was just wondering if any of them was going to hit. And
yeah, usually every caller has that one thing,
yeah.
And I wasn't getting that with you.
It's because it's like you said, I got like four or five things going all at one time, all the time.
Yeah, yeah. Let's see.
Most of it's all interrelated, but, you know.
You know, I am getting... I'm being given opportunity, so you're in a very good cycle. And between now and the end of June, you're going to, I believe, do okay. Everything seems to be working well for you. I feel like I'm having opportunity given to me also on top of some lucky breaks. So things are going to go well for you. This seems to be a need to, when things don't go right or something upsets me, I need to look at it more as a... as a lesson or a challenge, and it gave me room to grow. I got growth out of it, or I learned something from it. I believe, I don't know if you try to use this approach or not, but or if you need to, but I do feel like you need to, when things go wrong, just kind of like view it as a challenge or a lesson or, like I said, a way of growing.
So it's not so much a failure on my part.
What's that?
It's not so much a failure on my part.
Exactly. Almost like you take setbacks or glitches personally.
Yeah, that would be it.
Yeah, that's how I'm feeling. And it seems like it's almost like that's the only thing you got to work on, and then your life would be really smooth and increasing and moving forward. They just said, tell them to view thought feeling as setbacks as a challenge. Instead of a disaster or a blow to his ego. Let's see. That's
that would be good advice.
Getting. What's that?
That would be good advice.
It would, and especially for you, because I believe what comes through is kind of like, when I go into these preparations, I ask for them to give me what would help most or would connect with something. And... so when something like that comes through for an individual, I make sure I relay it because I feel like it'll be beneficial and it's needed. So it's something to keep in mind, you know, to count to 10 and say, this is making me stronger. I think it would be very beneficial for you and enjoyable. I think it would be the icing on the cake for you. Now, that's about all I'm getting. I'm getting a lot of activity in work and business and things moving forward and looking up for you and getting better anyway or more interesting. And I can give you some numbers. I got a 10 and a 6 and a 5.
Okay.
And that's about it, Dennis.
Oh, thank you very much.
I hope it helped you, buddy.
It was a good reading. Thanks.
Good. And tell your friends about us.
I will.
I appreciate it. More the merrier.
Yeah. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you for calling. Okay, everybody, if you would like to call in for a reading, you can, in the U.S., it's 877-876-5227. And anywhere else in the world, you can dial direct. It's 530-876-3222. I would also like to tell the listening audience that I have a Yahoo group where I do free live chat room shows on voice in the chat room. And you're notified by group email whenever I do these shows. And I can do one a week or I can do three a week according to my schedule. So it's... and it's a great group of people. We're up to about 1,200 members and the shows are very peaceful and enjoyable and I do quite a few free readings right there in the chat.
We have another call in.
Okay, Don,
we'll
thank you.
Put them on. It takes about 5 seconds.
Okay, Don, thank you. And the group is open to everybody.
Just hello?
Go to my bio here at the radio station and look at my links, and the link will take you right to the group. Everybody's welcome to join. Everything is free. You'll never be solicited for any reason. Hi, caller.
Hi, Michael. How are you tonight?
Great. Boy, you sound strong.
Okay.
Where are you calling from?
New Jersey.
Nice. What's your first name?
Diane.
Diane?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Are you a regular listener, Diane?
I try.
Good. You enjoy the show?
Oh, yes. Very much.
Good. Okay. Wait. You know, are you in a relationship, Diane, or did you just meet someone, or is there something brewing here?
I'm in a relationship, yes.
Okay, you're in one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I want to be careful with, for some reason I'm getting some concerns with friends around me.
Friends?
Yeah, friends or associates or any newbies that come into your realm, friendship-wise or co-workers. It's almost like there may be, I don't want to say shady, but maybe negative, and it might not be too good for you.
Okay.
Just for the way you think or the way you feel or your taste. They're not to your taste.
Okay.
And I want to say they're new, so they may be either new on the scene or getting ready to come into the scene. So.
Someone new just started working today at my office.
Oh, okay. I don't want to pin it on them, but it could be also in the social circle, or it could be a coworker. I'm not putting the finger on any one particular area
right.
or person, but I would just use my intuition with them.
Okay.
Anybody new, and I also want to be. It's almost like. It could even be socially, or some place maybe where I want to go, and it's kind of like I'm not too sure I want to go there. I feel I'm trying to figure this out. Okay.
That makes sense to me.
Okay, I'm just getting. Okay, it makes sense then.
Yes.
Good. I want to stay away from some place.
Okay.
I don't like it, and or maybe even the people that are involved in there. So just keep that on the back of your mind, especially between now and the end of June.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Because I feel like it would change anyway by the end of June. Your interest might be lost or the connection might be broken.
All right.
Okay. Now, and I'm also feeling like this may be connected to it, but... It's maybe a friendship that's kind of already shaky or stressful, and I kind of like would do better if I just did away with it completely.
Okay.
So you would know it. If there's one there now, you know what I'm talking about.
Right.
And if there's not, it may happen between now and the end of June, and then after that, you know, you're okay. So.
All right, I'll keep that in mind.
You use your own intuition and your own heart.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And
yes.
But if it's there now and it's already stressful and negative and you're wondering what to do, I would lean towards just let it go.
All right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And now the man in my life, I feel good about. I feel very warm-hearted. I feel like he's good for me. I hope I'm hitting on something here for you with your man. I feel like... the relationship's going to get better.
All right.
More loving. I do feel... is it a marriage or an engagement or...
No.
Just a significant other or...
It's...
Hope so.
I've been seeing someone since October.
Oh, okay. Good. I can feel that increasing and becoming more significant if you're wondering how it was going to go.
Okay.
I don't know if it was on your mind or not, but I am being given that he's warm-hearted, caring, loving.
Yes.
And if he's not, he's going to start getting that way or increasing in that way. So
mm-hmm.
That's all good stuff.
It's always good to hear.
Yeah, and it would make a, I believe, a very happy relationship.
Okay.
Even if it's, I'm not saying it is, but even if it's a little shaky now, I feel it getting better. And but I do feel it being good and getting better, so.
Okay.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel happy around him, too. I feel like other people feel happy around him. So
yeah, I think you're right about that.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you got a special man there. He's got some good energy here. Yeah, that's all they're giving me. He was happy in relationships, happy and loving relationship, and getting with this and getting better.
All right.
Now, is there a special anniversary coming up with you and him between now and the end of June, or?
The first is always is the day we met, so the 1st of October. So there's always.
Oh, okay. Because I feel like, and it's right there too, like the beginning of June.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like it's. There's a little celebrating there, and it's it adds to the atmosphere and the ambiance and the romance. So,
all right,
might maybe do something special this first. I'll give you some numbers and I'll let you go.
Sounds good.
I got a 15 and 14 and 9 for you.
Hmm. Okay.
All righty.
Thanks very much, Michael.
Thank you. Tell your friends about us.
I will.
Tell
Have
everybody.
A good evening.
Tell everybody. I'm here tomorrow night, too, if you want to show
up. Oh, okay.
Tell
I'll
your
let
friends.
Them know.
Okay. Thank you.
Good night now.
Good night and have a good night. Blessings. Okay, folks. I will be here tomorrow night, midnight, Eastern Standard Time. I'm here every Wednesday and Thursday. And Sunday, midnight Eastern Standard Time. And I will be here tomorrow and again on Sunday. I love doing it, and I enjoy meeting everybody and having fun. And like I said, if you would like to contact me, I'm available in private. It's the addy is, just email me, goingwithin_2@yahoo.com. If you're not a member of my group, my Yahoo group, everybody's invited, the whole world. Join my Yahoo group. Keep track of me. And we would appreciate some comments and validations here at the BBS Radio on any of their shows or what they're doing or my show or any comments at all. Let us know how many people are listening. Email us at contact@blogginservice.com. And I think I'll say goodnight. It's getting a little late. I don't think I got enough time for another call. So I'll say goodnight. God bless. And I'll see everyone tomorrow night, midnight, Eastern Standard Time, at Your Inner Thoughts. Remember that, Your Inner Thoughts. That's where it all starts. Good night, everybody, and God bless.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogginservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.